The Wire review.
Spanish actress Carmen Miura has always had a mysterious presence on the cinema screen, whether that be in Pedro Almodóvar's melodramas such as Women on the Verge of Nervous Breakdown or Vulva. There has always been an indefatigable aspect of depiction of feminine determination in many of her roles. Decades on from these landmark performances, the 80-year-old actor teams up with Moroccan filmmaker Mariam Touzani to produce a narrative focused in the Spanish district of Tangiers that explores an often overlooked aspect of the aging process. This sees Moura portray Mario Angeles, a septuagenarian whose life is connected to a street and her home, which is about to be sold from beneath her by her daughter Clara. This film presents the fears many people have about the aging process, with the expectation that once one hits one's golden years, your role in society is reduced as friends and partners depart. And in this film, with Maria's house on the market, her daughter back in Spain, Maria is sent to convalesce in a nursing home. This sense of entrapment has been explored in many other narratives, probably best encapsulated in Elizabeth Jolly's Mr. Scobie's Riddle, and films such as A Man Called Ove and The Great Escaper have all looked at the plight of older people losing their independence and look at how they've tried to challenge this situation. The narrative of this is greatly helped by Mara's ability to conjure this character that refuses to be compliant and behave how an elderly woman is expected to. Instead, Maria breaks out and returns to her former home on Cali Malagna and continues her life, showing she will not be dragged into the monotonous routine of the nursing home, instead finding a surprising and sensuous encounter with an antiques dealer. This story continues Mariano Tizani's exploration of life's often invisible characters in Morocco. Her attention for detail again make the depiction of the most European of Morocco's cities, Tangier, very evocative, describing the vibrancy of the local stores that exist in the Spanish district, among the extravagant streets with the elegant architecture of balconies, in which the old and new interact, where Barcelona Real Madrid derbies are screened from homes that look across the Mediterranean for hundreds of years. However, while this story again explores a character trying to elude being contained by social expectations, this film lacks the emotional punch of Touzani's previous film, The Blue Caftan, which delicately described the discreet life of a closeted gay tailor who clandestinely obtains his sensuous encounters in a way that does not lead to him coming into conflict with the strict Islamic legal code, which is far from being LGBTI friendly. That said, Touzani does have an adaptability to conjure up some unique moments, with some moments of playful humour with her conversations with Josefa, a nun who has taken a vow of silence, which has a bit of a wink and a nod to Almodóvar's Dark Habits. Similar to The Blue Caftan, the director has sketched her characters with sensitivity, but where her earlier film, the relationship Haim had with his wife Menina, is depicted with a gentle delicateness, in this film we didn't really gain much of an understanding of the characters beyond Maria's world, which prevents this film from achieving the empathetic identification experienced in The Blue Caftan. Cali Magna is getting its national release on April 16.